Phyllis Tomlinson, Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Tomlinson, T-O-M-L-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 12/31/1962. This is for date of service, 1/20/2022. Mrs. Tomlinson is a 59-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 1 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when she was 8 years old. She also has a history of thyroid cancer, status post total thyroidectomy when she was 49 years old. She also has a history of ulcerative colitis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. She is on hospice for congestive heart failure, and she has factor 5 deficiency as well, so she takes a blood thinner for this for a history of blood clots. For her diabetes, she is currently on Humalog 4 units with each meal. Then she takes 8 units at bedtime with her bedtime snack. She reports that her blood sugars have been uncontrolled and that her A1C is above goal of 7%. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She also has a history of bilateral lower extremity lymphedema. Plan number one, for her uncontrolled type 1 diabetes, we are going to get a current hemoglobin A1C. I'm going to add basal insulin and start the patient on Tresiba, 20 units once daily, and I will continue the Humalog 4 units with each meal, plus 8 units with her bedtime snack for correction. Next number, I will plan on seeing the patient in 6 to 8 weeks for follow-up and checking a current hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel. Next number, for her hypothyroidism, she is currently on levothyroxine, and we are going to prescribe levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, which is a more appropriate dose than 25 micrograms daily for her current weight. And we will plan on rechecking a thyroid function panel in 6 to 8 weeks, which would include a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level in order to assess for any autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next number, for her ulcerative colitis, continue to monitor with her primary care. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Medenzi. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.